A high school soccer team in California once ranked third in the nation, not because they had the best players, but because they redefined what winning meant. Their mission wasn't trophies. It was using soccer as a vehicle for becoming better humans. The paradox? This approach led them to the NCAA championship game during what should have been a rebuilding year. This reveals something profound about excellence. Champions aren't created through superior talent alone. They're forged through a specific mental architecture that most athletes never build. Before you even step onto the field, your body language is already telling opponents whether you're dangerous or defeatable. Like a keynote speaker who decides in advance to radiate confidence and passion, true champions consciously choose what message they transmit through their presence. The ancient strategist Sun Tzu understood this as prior analysis, winning the psychological battle before physical engagement begins. Your mission statement becomes the foundation of this mental fortress, not a list of achievements, but a declaration of who you're becoming. When you shift from "I have to train" to "I'm investing in myself because I deserve to reach my potential," everything changes. The weight room transforms from obligation to opportunity. Barbara, a talented golfer stuck in mediocrity, described herself with safe words: lighthearted, determined. When challenged to identify qualities she admired in champions like Annika Sorenstam, aggressive, calm, relentless, something shifted. Those weren't just traits she admired. They were dormant capacities waiting inside her. The University of Maryland's women's lacrosse team discovered this power during their championship runs. Each athlete wrote a 2-paragraph story about their upcoming season, detailing the daily practices and qualities that would make success inevitable. These shared narratives created a collective vision that carried them to their 7th consecutive national championship. Your life reflects the stories you tell yourself. Identify qualities you admire in others, then recognize those same capacities within yourself. Write your champion's journey for the next year. Detail your daily practices, achievements, and the qualities making success possible. Post it where you'll read it daily. This isn't self-deception, it's self-direction, programming your nervous system toward possibility rather than limitation. Your mind generates approximately 60,000 thoughts daily, with 80% being negative for most people. Champions don't fight this negativity. They substitute it with precise redirections toward potential. The UC Santa Cruz men's tennis team used Straight Line in 89 during their championship year. Simple, present tense, directional. They wrote it on index cards, carried it everywhere, and read it multiple times daily while imagining the feelings it created. Your nervous system responds differently to positive versus negative statements, so choose words that awaken possibilities rather than reinforce limitations. Champions deliberately cultivate sources of inspiration and access them precisely when needed. While inspiration might last minutes and motivation months, dedication endures for a lifetime. It means staying the course through uncertainty, embracing failures while maintaining faith in the process. Cal Ripken Jr.'s record 2,632 consecutive games demonstrates this unwavering commitment. True dedication isn't measured by speed or distance, but by direction, the willingness to do whatever improves performance, even when you don't feel like it. Basketball legend Hank Iba captured it. The essence of the game is deception. From the pitcher's changeup to the point guard's no-look pass, champions use deception to gain advantage. Sun Tzu taught appearing incompetent while knowing your opponent. Kenyan distance runners feign fatigue before surging forward. Champions master relaxed intensity, appearing calm while maintaining inner fire. Displaying negative emotions signals lost control and distracts from performance. They connect body, mind, and heart by identifying specific positive emotions before competing and recalling successful feelings from past performances. This requires finding your still point, inner peace that raises awareness and makes movement effortless. Practice this meditation. Breathe deeply through your nostrils, hold briefly, exhale slowly, and introduce success images with positive affirmations. focus only on what you control, your technique, preparation, attitude, rather than outcomes. As Joseph Campbell learned, I lost the still place. I put myself out there to win the race instead of to run the race. When setbacks occur, practice IPR, instant positive response. Take a deep breath and tell yourself, get going now. In Chinese, crisis combines danger and opportunity, literally, opportunity blowing on a dangerous wind. Athletics teaches crisis management as athletes face defeat, mistakes, and fatigue. Champions recognize plateaus not as obstacles, but as essential holding patterns, opportunities to master new performance levels through repetition. Japan's marathon monks of Mount Hiei exemplify extraordinary commitment, covering 52.2 miles daily during 100-day stretches, twice an Olympic marathon, seeking enlightenment over glory. Their message, accomplish the seemingly impossible and nothing remains unachievable. Champions see failure as opportunity. Olympic champion Jackie Joyner-Kersee views lost races as resilience-building experiences. They approach setbacks strategically, recording objective facts, examining judgments, identifying feelings, extracting lessons, and reframing emotions. They embrace failure by setting realistic goals, accepting performance fluctuations, taking risks, and maintaining perspective. This requires cultivating compassion, persistence, courage, and belief. True champions recognize others' greatness rather than self-promoting. Genuine greatness needs no announcement. The Tao embraces simultaneous opposites, like bamboo, both powerful and delicate. In athletics, excessive focus creates tension, while passivity breeds hesitation. Champions understand that patience allows natural growth. Mike, a marathon runner stuck at 3:08 for years, broke 3 hours after reducing mileage and adding rest. Like music, where space between notes creates beauty, athletic excellence emerges from rest between workouts. Competition derives from Latin meaning to seek together. True champions view opponents as partners who elevate performance. Jerry Lynch shocked a rival by wishing him a great race. The better you run, the better I will too. He placed third with his fastest time while pushing the winner to one of his greatest victories. Champion teams resemble geese flying in V formation, conserving energy to fly 71% farther through cooperation. Championship teams define and live their identity daily, share the same dream, challenge each other fiercely in practice, distribute leadership, support risk-taking with compassion, and pursue victory through mutual respect. Championship isn't about trophies. It's about becoming someone who deserves them. Every practice, every adversity, every choice to respond rather than react builds the mental architecture, separating champions from talented athletes. Your mission statement, self-authored story, affirmations, and still point are practical tools reshaping your nervous system and competitive presence. Champions focus on process while others obsess over outcomes. They practice modesty in a culture celebrating ego. They embrace failure as teacher in an environment that fears it. They understand that deliberate cultivation leads to sustainable excellence, that rest equals effort in importance, and that opponents are partners in pursuing greatness. The question isn't whether you have talent, it's whether you'll build the mental fortress allowing it to flourish. Will you author your empowering narrative or accept limiting stories written by others? Will you find your still point or remain at the mercy of emotional turbulence? The champion's path is available to anyone willing to walk it.